Welcome to An Epiphany with Tiffany. My name is Tiffany, and I've just had an epiphany. This podcast is all about Christian singles looking for community. Christian dating can be quite a mess these days. I'll share stories from my guests and practical tips for successful love. Dating shouldn't be this hard, right? So grab your favorite snack or drink and curl up with this episode, and you might just have an epiphany of your own.
So I have a little bit of personal experience with this, actually. And my experience, it became too overwhelming. So I think there's a fine line. I think a man should be able to express themselves. Hey, I'm having blah, 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 blah. And to a certain extent, the woman can help him, but she cannot be like his mentor, and she cannot be his therapist, because once those lines cross, things get slippery and messy really quick. And I think in that aspect, I think the woman tends to lose respect for the man. And I think the man might oversee her like as a mom and become nagging, like, this woman is trying to tell me what to do with my life. I think it's like a fine line. A man should have a good support system that he can go towards, and also be open with his woman to like invite her in into his struggle, so she's aware of what's going on. Not completely shut her out, because that's not okay. We are not dating walls here. So I think it's very important for men to be open, but also have a good support system, like a brotherhood to help them in that time. And what was the last part of the question?
Does it make us look weak to admit it if we don't have it all together?
I don't think so. I think it's honestly, if a man is aware of where he's at and he can like say it, hey, actually, blah, 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 I'm like, that's amazing, because that's showing that you are having good self-reflection and you can take accountability of where your weak areas are at. So I don't think so. I think it makes a man weak if he doesn't acknowledge that.
I would agree. Especially on that part, you know, because again, like, self-awareness is so, it's so important. And I feel like it's very attractive. So
I'm like, hello, you've done some work here. And I'm like, let's keep talking.
Exactly. But it's funny because you have like a slightly different perspective on that question than some of the other ladies so far. And so I'm glad that you did, though. Not that like you weren't saying anything different. It's just they didn't touch on the like the mentor aspect of it, too. And like having the brotherhood, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that.
I think it's super vital. Just within this whole year, I've really dove into like the masculinity and femininity dance. And something that really stood out to me is that men don't become men when they're following women. Men become men by being with other men. Good masculine, godly men, if we're saying like the aspect of Christian. But just in general, men need other men to show them how to be a good man, not like a toxic man. That's not okay. It's not gonna work out.
Exactly. Yeah, and I agree. That is like, it's so essential to have that balance, you know, and be able to have other people to kind of bounce things off of. Like, the only reason we know each other is because of the mafia, you know. And like, I have loved the girl group so much. It's been so amazing this last year to be able to, like, you know, pour into these different relationships and like have other women to like basically check ourselves with, you know.
That accountability, both men and women need accountability. Because I can't go to a man and be like, hey, blah, 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 blah. He has no idea what I'm talking about. But when we found the mafia, like when I found the mafia, because you guys found me, we all align in certain things and certain aspects. And we've all like kind of been in similar situations in life. You guys have wisdom and we can all partake to, like, I forget what words in the Bible, but iron sharpens iron, right? Mm-hmm. And so like mafia group, we are definitely sharpening each other.
Yeah, and I love it. We need to get you back down for another hangout, by the way.
I know, I was so bummed that I missed the last one, but hopefully soon I can go down there, make it like a weekend trip or something.
Yes. Okay. So I do want to touch on the, like, if a man is genuinely become interested in you long distance, like that question, you know, because I feel like long distance is becoming more of a thing nowadays, especially with ladies who are in our group and believe certain things, if you get what I'm saying.
Exactly what you're dropping.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, we're not going to find that in California.
Our horizons are somewhere else for that.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, like I've been even more open to long distance because of all those things. And, you know, so I just kind of want to touch on it. Like, what's your perspective? You know, and like, what would you be interested in long distance? Because I don't even know if you are. Like, I don't. Yeah. Like, what does that look like to you?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to long distance. I think there are some challenges for sure with long distance. However, as long as we're open and honest and transparent, I think the acronym is HOT. I've heard it around the circles. I think it could possibly happen because honestly, we don't know where the Lord is going to move us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the story is like, oh yeah, I met my person on social media and then now I'm married. That's like when you least expect it. So if we try to pigeonhole ourselves into like this idea of like, oh no, I'm going to meet someone in person and it's going to happen like this organic way. Ideally, yeah, that'd be great. However, when we are trying to put ourselves out there and looking for certain things, it does require us to be a little bit more flexible and making that a possibility and not being closed to it and like understanding that there's going to be challenges along the way. But as long as you're honest and you're open and you're transparent with someone, I don't believe it would be a bad idea. I tried though. I tried one time. not like we were just talking. Yeah.
The long distance is a struggle. I mean, because you're right. Like it does have its, it has its issues, but you know, if you're willing to work on it, it definitely can work. It just takes two people.
Two people who are in a stage where they're willing to take, like willing to put more effort into it, be really intentional with it and being open with communication. Cause I feel like with distance, you could easily drop like, oh no, they're over there. But I've heard stories where like, oh no, we're living in two different states and he sends you flowers, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what?
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about intentionality and communication and, you know, being willing to put in the work because that's really what life is. That's what any relationship is, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I won't rant about long distance. But anyway, okay. Okay, let's, because I've had everybody touch on this. Let's touch on the fake pictures and filters conversation.
That's a great topic, actually. I'm so glad you that was in there because I was like, ooh, I love this topic to talk about. Frankly, I am not a fan of filters, but I understand why women do it. And even to a certain extent, men do it too. Because in our society, we have this unrealistic beauty standard. And I think I've heard like the saying, like, once you hit a certain age, like, that's it, your beauty's gone. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now we're trying to compete with like these younger girls and like trying to make us look, you know, a certain way. In reality, that's not the case. I personally don't use filters. Like, I will tweak a photo, right, to change the highlights, contrast, but I won't put like a filter and I won't Photoshop my face for photos. I try to be as honest, like this is who I am. You like it or you don't. It's up to you. But I do see that pressure for women to try to keep up, I guess, quote unquote, with like the younger women, which is sad because it's a society thing that they're putting pressure on us. And it's not us. Women going against women is like not okay.
Agreed. I had a conversation with somebody earlier today and she was talking, we went on a rant about like the pressure of, you know, women constantly being reminded that our biological clocks are ticking, right? You know, and like that pressure. And then we have guys who will be in like some of these Facebook groups and stuff and saying like, I want a younger woman, and you know, because of kids or like whatever. And it's like, are you serious? Like, just because I'm, you know, I'm going to be 34, this woman was 38, you know, doesn't mean that we don't want children. And it doesn't mean that it's not possible to still have children, you know? And so like that also points to like a societal issue that I still think connects back into this particular topic with like we as women feeling like we have to meet this certain standard, and it's ridiculous.
It is, and it adds like a whole nother layer to it. And I don't know why the idea of, you know, if a woman is a certain age that she can't have kids, and it's like, no, let's really look into how fertility works. But it's like this crazy concept because I'm like, okay, you can go for a younger woman, let's just say, but she might not be as mature and ready to step into that role of motherhood compared to like another person. And then it's like, at the same time, look at yourself too. Like, how old are you? Like, we can't have this unrealistic standard that you're going to pit us, like, put us in, but not put yourself into. Like, wait, what if that younger woman doesn't want to date an older guy? But if she wants to date with someone who's her, around her age, and so now you're going to limit yourself for that? Like, that's not, I don't know where that concept came from. I'm just, like, tired of these standards. Like, leave us alone. Let us just love ourselves. We already go through enough on our own. So, like, let us be a woman, please.
Thank you. I think, like, the other thing is, too, it's like I have experienced many guys lying about their age on dating apps because they want younger women.
Oh.
You know, so in my viewpoint, how is that any different than, you know, me representing myself in a certain way in a photo? You know, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm honest with my dating profile. So, like, I don't really use filters, you know, or anything like that. I do kind of tweak, like, lighting or whatever, you know, but I always have a full body photo and I always have a no makeup photo. And it's just kind of like, I don't understand where these guys are finding these accounts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great, I would be really curious to see, because what pops into my head is I think of, like, celebrities. They tweak their photos to an extreme. So if you're trying to compare us to those women, that's an unrealistic expectation because there's so much editing that goes into that photo. And mind you, I get it. We are living in the age of the influencers, and they themselves have, like, this standard that's put on them too, to, like, have this image. And if they're looking at them thinking, you know, hey, this is, like, what is it called? Like, the no makeup, makeup look. And it's like, that's not realistic. That's not what you're going to be expecting. So if that's what they're trying to go for, it's like, where are you getting this? Have you actually looked at a natural woman? We are all different and we're not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. Just don't waste my time. Keep going.
Exactly. I tell everybody I may not be your shot of whiskey, and that's cool.
Exactly. Keep on swimming. I'm going to keep on swimming too.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I recently stopped a talking stage with somebody and I was frustrated by it. But at the same time, I'm like, eh, that's okay. Like, yeah, I was mad in the moment, but, like, a couple of days past it now. Well, a few more days. But anyway, a few days past it now, I'm just like, okay, I see now where other things, like, we weren't lining up on, even though it seemed like we were. And now I'm like, okay, well, thank you, next.
Exactly. I'm so glad you touched on that. I think with the pressure of, right, having unrealistic beauty standards, and then, like, if you don't have kids at a certain age, then you're considered, like, looked at differently. And then sometimes women are found, like, are finding themselves in a stage where it's, like, kind of like the pick me, like, oh man, like, oh, I'm not meeting all these expectations, so I have to, like, hold on to this one. And it's like, no, like, I know we're not in that stage where we're happy whether it happens or not.
Mm-hmm.
But so, and, like, that really affects them and it really takes a toll on them, and they can take that to heart, and then they end up finding themselves, like, settling for something because they think, like, the train is leaving. I don't know if you ever heard that saying, the train is leaving here, hurry up. And I'm like, chill, no, I'm fine. It's just, like, reminding yourself of that can be hard. And I'm so glad you took your time to, like, really evaluate, like, actually, no, it didn't work out. Wasn't it with that?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, still, I'm like, now I have to start all over.
Yes, I get it, girl. It's okay, though.
It'll be fine. I just keep praying. I'm like, Lord, can the next one please be the last?
Oh my God. Or the prayer, Lord, if this isn't it, close the door.
Yes. which is ironic, because that's basically what I was praying. I was like, Lord, make it clear if he's not the one, you know. And then all of a sudden he's not the one, and I'm like, dang it.
What I wanted to hear.
Yep. I was like, are you sure?
I'm, like, questioning, Lord, let's have it, please. Like, no. I'm like, oh, please. Oh my goodness. I recently heard a prayer of, Lord, if this person is, I think along the lines, like, Lord, illuminate and make clear if this person is worth pursuing.
Ooh.
It was really good. I was like, that. And then, and if not, make it clear and close the door and bring me peace. I like that. So I'm gonna start praying for that.
Yeah. I'm adding that to my prayer journal too. Like, that's so good.
Yes. I was like, I like that. I think we're hearing the Lord, like, oh yeah, Lord, the Lord is saying no. But then we're kind of in an internal battle. So if we change our language, like, Lord, illuminate, like, show, because sometimes we can get in our heads too much and we're like, oh, it's like a little thing, but actually sometimes it's a big thing and it's like you're not aligning. So praying for that clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like that is, you know, like such a big deal, because we, you know, sometimes like when we're in the moment, like we won't realize that, like I said, like there were things that we weren't quite aligning on where I thought we were. And, you know, it'll take that. What's the word I'm looking for? It'll take that like stepping back to realize, oh, okay, just kidding. This isn't, you know, this isn't really for me. And so, you know, but again, if we're like in the, oh, I really like this guy, you know, realm, but I'm not going to pay attention to some of these little minor red flags over here, you know, and then we're like, well, we're down the road a few months and going, well, crap, why didn't I realize this sooner? You know, and it's because we were stubborn and weren't paying attention.
Exactly. As it asks, was the one who created the something on Canva and like the pros and cons, because we can get in our own way. And I really like how she like did that. And I'm trying to like apply that to my life too. So I'm like really trying to evaluate someone. I don't want to get the goggles on. I really want to see them for who they are and if it's going to align or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've talked to a couple of the women about this too. Like being equally yoked is a thing. And sometimes we think that that's just, okay, we're both Christians, or like, okay, we both have these like core values. But there are so many other things where that alignment and that connection need to be that we might not realize until somebody doesn't check that box. You know what I mean?
100%. I once heard a saying, children make their father, you get. And girl, that weighs so much on me. I work in mental health, so I work with kids. And I've seen both sides of the coin. And I'm like, nope. I set the standard. How I'm going to be treated. How I'm going to be loved. And then that standard is going to apply to my kids too. And my goodness, if I have a daughter and if he's not treating me right and he doesn't treat my daughter right, I'm going to have to live with that for the rest of my life. I can't just imagine like my little girl, like looking at me like, mommy, why is daddy blah, blah, blah. Like that would break my heart. So I'm like, nope. I create the standard, and it's very important to really evaluate someone, their character. And even like they can say they're Christian, but are they actually following Christ? Like, where's the fruit in their life? Because I've seen a lot of like gummy bear Christians were like, yeah, I go to church on Sunday. Forgot to love the world. Like they know a few verses, like they cherry pick. And I was like, actually, no, like I'm looking for someone who's going to lead the family, who's going to point us in a direction and like go, because that's why men are called. They're meant to provide, protect, and lead. And if a man doesn't know that, and if he doesn't know how to lay his life down in submission to the Lord, then he's not going to know how to love me, and he's not going to know how to lead me, and he's not going to know how to guide and protect the family. To a certain extent, like they can know how to shoot, you know, little pew-pews, but or no self-defense, but like spiritually speaking, they're not going to know. Very important.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Girl, preach it.
Back to the subject of like the feminine and the masculinity, right? Femininity and masculinity. It's more than just like your physical appearance. Like a woman could look super feminine, but she might be walking with a lot of baggage and doesn't know how to submit. And she might be stepping into her masculine energy. Same thing for a man. He might look super masculine, right? Or the lumberjack, as we call it. Woo, you know. But they have no emotional capacity to hold space for you. And like that being to be a man, you have to know how to kind of navigate those emotions, be that container space. Because as women, we go through so many emotions. And yes, we talk to our sisters, but when we're married, like he's going to be that person you're going to go to. And if he doesn't have the space for that, if there's life happens, right? Miscarriages happen, is he going to be there to walk you through those emotions of grief? Or he's going to be like, hey, honey, you got to like take care of yourself. I'm like, no, girl, there's so much to it. And it's not like you can just financially provide. It's more than that. It goes into emotions and creating that space and like financially providing and creating stability. Because if a man is constantly like gambling, there's no stability there, no financial security there either. Definitely no wisdom.
Valid. Very valid. Yeah, I think that's like a cultural thing too, like where, you know, we have this continuous battle, which, you know, if anybody listening has read the Bible, you know that there's always going to be a battle between male and female, right? Just it happened in the garden and it will continue until the Lord returns. Right. And so you just have this continuous struggle of, you know, he's supposed to lead, but then like with that comes all this other pressure and stuff like that. But then on our side, because of how our sin happened, right? Like we are constantly in struggle with what submission really looks like, you know, and like how all of that connects into like our nature as women, you know, like, yes, we are, like Genesis talks about how like we are going to be, what's the phrasing? Hang on. Brain. Nope. You know what? I'm gonna look it up because I want to phrase it correctly.
I think I have my Bible. I took it out. We're talking about the
curse. Yeah.
And you know what? There's different trends in mine. Go ahead and read it. But in mine, it was talking about, had like a little note, like footnote. And it was talking about how women are going to, like, it's like a struggle. Like, that's the curse. So I want to make sure you, like, we're phrasing it correctly.
Yeah, because that was basically the point I'm trying to make. But I'm also like, I want to look at what it actually says. Hang on. Okay, there we go. I couldn't remember what the word was. It's desire. Okay, so in this version, because it's the NASB. So in Genesis, where it's talking about, like God is basically saying this is going to be our struggle as women, right? I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth, which sucks. You know, and in pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband and he will rule over you. So it's like that struggle of, because of the way sin entered the world and like the choice that Eve made, right? And then also the choices that Adam made, or the choice that Adam made in that moment, that will forever be our burden as women. Like our husbands are going to, quote, rule over us, but the, how do I want to word this? That's the sinful nature part of it. Like the, if you get too focused on the, quote, ruling is like what I'm trying to say, you know? And then like, I think nowadays in society, even more so than back then, like we don't put enough emphasis on what it really means to be a husband that is going to submit to the Lord and also be willing to give up his life for his wife, right? And we as women don't get enough training, or it's not talked about enough on like what it really looks like to be a submissive wife, but it's still in a partnership. You know, it's not like if you're allowing, if you as the man, this is my opinion, if you as the man are ruling over your wife in a way that's like either abusive or, you know, not in a loving way, then you're still not, you are still in that aspect sinning. Like you're not fulfilling what it really is supposed to look like as far as like a godly marriage. But I guess I will stop ranting about that. I don't know.
Yes, no, our mentors for women and men. Again, men learn how to be men with other men. Men learn how to be men with other men. Same thing with women. Women learn how to be women with other women. But it's like our society is broken because we live in a sinful world. So the family is constantly being attacked. You know, homes are broken. So what happens when the homes are broken? Then the kids get broken. And now they're repeating a cycle. Now these kids are trying to become men. But sometimes they have like a single mom, and there's nothing wrong with a single mom. Like I came from a single mom. I'm very grateful that the Lord placed good people in our lives at the time. But a single mom can only do so much and take her son so far. But he does need a male figure. And it's like, how do you break those cycles? Because yes, our desire is to go against like the submission, like, oh no. Because there's like this idea that if we submit to our husbands, now we become like this, like housekeeper type deal. Actually, it's not just a housekeeper. You're a homemaker to create a home. And ideally, if your husband is truly submitted and obedient to the Lord, he's going to understand what it truly means to lay down his life and to love his wife, not just his wife, but his community, like giving back and like seeing that through. And that's where if he's doing that, you're going to submit and you're going to keep going. But it's like addressing those things, like addressing those generational traumas, because sometimes broken families come from more broken families. But a healthy marriage creates healthy family. And for me, I strongly believe that it's all based on biblical principles and understanding what the role it means for a woman and what it means for a man, because we're different in our own aspects. We are not the same. And I know that's like a big controversy too. But for me, from what I understood, we're not the same. We complement each other. The woman is supposed to like support her man, and the man's also supposed to support her too, but we have different roles. And if we understand that and we learn that, right? So like we can learn it from, like, I think Titus 2 talks about elderly women teaching the young. Often do you see that? But like, how do we bridge that gap? How do we make sure, like, within like the mafia, we're kind of able to like help each other, guide each other. And like, that's amazing. We need sisterhood, but we also need to like bring back in this mentorship. So like, kind of like step out. And I'm like, no, we need to be intentional with this, because that's the only way society is going to change from one family to the next family, and just keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I agree. It was funny. For a second there, I was like, I am struggling with what I'm trying to say, but I know she's understanding, so I'm just going to let her roll with her response.
I don't want no man. That can be a really scary thought. As long as we are open to allowing good, a wise counsel to help us, right? Heal people, bring more healing, hurt people, hurt people. I think I've heard that saying. So we are open and being able to be vulnerable with someone, like, and honest, and like, hey, this is where I'm struggling. They're there to help and guide you. Marriage isn't supposed to be scary. Submission isn't supposed to be scary, but there's been like this, like a lot of negative, negative aspects around it that people, or they just kind of misinterpret it. And they think it's like one horrible thing. It's not. And it's also being exposed to those good, godly, healthy marriages, because they're out there. Girl, I've seen some good, godly men, and I'm like, Lord, I know they're out there. I just don't see them all the time, but they're out there.
Uh-huh. And I'm just like, can you just bring me one already?
But I would like the tracking number or something like that.
Yeah, it's like the... Yeah, can I have the tracking number basically so I can know like when he's coming? Like, yeah, I've seen that. I was like, hey, yes. I'm like, that would be nice, God, if you could just give me a hint. Exactly. Okay, so we already talked about leading. Let's talk about communication and integrity, because I feel like, and just communication in general, in my opinion, is we all suck at communicating. And yeah, like I wish that there was like training, you know, that we could do as a Christian group and just be like, let's figure out how to communicate, which is another reason why I'm loving doing this, seeing how Bob is doing it on his side of things and just kind of, you know, not comparing the two, but just kind of seeing the differences in how I'm handling it versus how he's doing it. But also there's so much good coming out of it, even though you're only my sixth or seventh girl. So, and just the conversations that I've had so far is like, okay, cool. The next ones are just going to be insane. And I already know that, but I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, it's just the communication in a whole is lacking. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what your opinions are or what, like, but just go into it. What do you feel about communication? Yeah, and dating.
A little bit with experiences that women go through. If we are direct and we're saying something, and then the other person is like, no. And then you're like, okay, it can be direct. So I think as we are going through this process, sometimes we pick up things that we shouldn't be picking up. So it's a big impact the communication, I think, for sure, lacking, like you mentioned. And I think it ties back into when men don't know a direction where they're going, they're not going to lead in clarity, and they're not going to lead in communication. They're kind of gonna like leave you a hanging in the air. And then I can see the other side of the coin of like the women's like, well, I'm trying to get to know him, and like maybe this is the fifth guy I talked to and it's not really working out, so I'm just gonna keep going with it instead of being honest, like, hey, I noticed that, you know, whatever, say like text messages, I noticed you're not a big texter, I liked communicating blah 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 blah, is this something you'd be interested in doing, instead of hey, you don't text blah 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 blah, like approaching it with more curiosity. I don't think we're curious enough to really ask these questions. If we were to be curious, and same thing with men, they probably have their bad experiences with women, like, oh, don't ask too many questions, or don't say this because they're perceived as like a creep, or they're too needy. And so like all these titles tend to like come in, and like not titles, but labels. And it's like, no, let's just be adults. Let's just have a conversation. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay too, but we need to be clear. So I recently encountered this. someone wasn't clear. And they kept dancing around like the topic of Christian, like if they're a Christian, if they read the word, because I'm trying to figure out, like, are you following the Lord? Are you reading the word? And then it ended up being not. And so I was in the position like, okay, I have to be honest and I have to be transparent. So I clearly communicated, hey, thank you for blah, blah, blah. I really appreciate it. You're a great person. However, I'm looking for blah, blah, blah. It's not going to work. I wish you the best and I hope you find what you're looking for. And then the opposite was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing too. Well, if you were thinking this, then you should have communicated that long before I got to this point, because I was trying to figure it out, but also give me like a chance and trying to ask questions. I kept dancing around. I was like, you should have said something from the beginning. Then I wouldn't have continued on with it. But very glad that I did that. Cleared it out. Communicated properly. And the same thing, I did it with like another person, and that didn't really work out, because then they wanted more. And I was like, I don't like this is where I'm at. So now I feel like I can't be clear with you anymore because you're not getting what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You've experienced that?
Yeah, it literally just happened. Like literally this past weekend. So I didn't share it with like the general mafia, but I'll just tell you. So, I mean, some of the girls know, but not, I didn't put it in the group chat. So I was talking to a guy, and I mean, he was checking all of our boxes, if you get what I mean. I know you do. So all the things. And then we got to this one conversation, and I mean, we'd had a couple conversations where some clues had been presented that I, looking back on, I'm like, oh, that should have been a little bit more obvious. But, you know, again, I was like trying to figure this guy out. Right. And so then we got to this one conversation, and at first I was like, is this seriously going to come down to something so, what I felt in the moment was so trivial, right? Like, wasn't that big of a deal. And then upon reflecting, I was like talking to Ashley and Janelle and Kelly and a couple of the other girls, and I was just like, why is this such a big thing? And then Ashley was like, nah, girl, that's huge. And I'm like, okay, you're right. You know, like, but it was so funny because in the moment I was like, this topic right here is going to be the thing that ends this. Like, what? And, you know, it just, again, upon reflection, I realized that he was hinting at other things being a problem, but he wasn't stepping up and saying it was an actual legitimate issue.
I'm being honest, like, there's room for negotiation. Nothing wrong with that. But if there's big key points where, like, they're your values and mm-hmm. you pass that, then we need to have a clear discussion and talk about that, because it's okay. Like, we are grown-ups. We can have conversations. Like, we're not in middle school. We don't have to dance around it. Yes, to a certain extent, please guard your heart. But be honest, because if we're not, and this continues on, hearts are going to get hurt, and just, it becomes like a big old mess, and it's not pretty. Let's be clear. I did one time go on a date with a guy, and he was super clear, and I've never experienced this. And I was just sitting back, and I was like, what is this? This is too weird for me. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was like, oh, this is too much clarity, too much being direct. Nope, I don't like this. But now that I like reflect back, actually, I appreciate that, because then you're being honest and you're like, hey, this is what I'm looking for, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it doesn't work out. Being before, and you don't just dance around it
something. Yeah, and it just like points back to integrity, right? Where like, if you're not willing to tell me like, hey, you actually have a legitimate issue with this, instead of saying, oh, well, I just look at it as like Paul looks at it and, you know, like realize it's a black and white issue and blah, 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 blah. Okay, but is it an issue for you? Like, you know, because if it's an issue for you, then we have a problem, because it's not an issue for me. And, you know, so where's that line? Because again, there are some things that we can, quote, deal with, like, you know, or whatever, that aren't necessarily huge deals. But it wasn't until this conversation came up that I realized that this particular topic was actually a bigger deal to me than I thought. You know, I was like, huh, like, here I am thinking like all these other things are, I mean, all the other things are just as important, but you know what I mean? Like, I was so focused on all those things that we agree on, right? Like those things. And so this other semi-minor issue, I hadn't thought to ask any other guys, because those guys never made it to that point. You know what I mean? Because they didn't check off one of these other boxes. Yeah. And so that's Like, that was the one thing that was also good about this situation is now I'm like, okay, that's another question I need to start asking guys, like, more upfront. Because if, you know, because I'll ask about certain things, right? But, like, the other one that I'll focus on, too, is, like, how do you feel about tattoos? Because that's such a, you know, controversial. Yeah, very controversial. And, you know, I don't have any yet, but I want some. And so, like, if you don't like tattoos, then we're going to have a problem. You know, which was one of the conversations that I had with him. And he basically was like, well, you know, I don't not like them, but I also don't like them, you know, but he was kind of like him hawing around it. Later, I went back and I read it all and I was like, dude, you should have just said you don't like tattoos. Like, anyway, I'll get off that soapbox for a second. But then it came down to a conversation about holidays. And he basically thinks all holidays are pagan and like you shouldn't celebrate them at all or any of that stuff. And I was like, I don't agree.
I don't think that we just celebrate the resurrection. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be honest in what you follow. Mm-hmm. I can just, like, from here on out, when I think of scenarios, I think of my kids. I don't have them yet, but I'm just like, if I have a kid and this person, or like, let's just use that topic. They say no Christmas and my family celebrates Christmas. Like, that's a conversation that should have been had before you had kids, because now you have to explain that to your children. And maybe if you agree with it and aligns, awesome. But if you guys are too opposing, it doesn't, based on the line, doesn't agree, then there's going to be issues.
Yep. Yep, which is what it literally boiled down to, is I was like, I'm sorry, I'm going to decorate a Christmas tree and celebrate Christmas with my children. Like, and, you know, sorry, not sorry. Like, I understand that you don't agree with that. And I get why you view things that way, but that's not a personal conviction for me.
Be careful to not make your brother stumble. And we all have different personal convictions, but we cannot force another person our own personal conviction. If it's something scriptural, we can pray, Holy Spirit, give them discernment, show them the way. You know, we can lead our life by example too. And they might, you know, choose a different path, but we cannot force our personal convictions on another person, because everyone's walk with the Lord is completely different. And I'm not, if you think I'm high and mighty, and you're going to stumble because you think I'm high and mighty because you're not reading your word every day, there's a heart issue there. And it's all about your heart posture, going back to, hey, Lord, addressing it, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But if that's like a big deal in dating, then you need to be honest with that, because that could have been like set way earlier on, possibly, you know, because how long was this talking to you for?
It was about a month. So not that long, but
any holiday, mm-hmm. Start off with that.
I know. And it was just so funny, like the timing of it. I was kind of like, this is so weird, you know, for everything to kind of line up the way that it did. But again, like I'm looking at it now a week later after it all stopped and going like, okay, God, I see it, you know. But again, in the moment, I was like so excited because I'm like, he's checking off all these things. And again, it's so rare for us, you know. So I was like, holidays, really? It's going to come down to holidays. Yeah. And that's exactly the point that I made when I was like, well, you know what? Like, I appreciate your time, but this isn't going to work, because I can't see myself not doing those things with my future children, you know. And whether they're wrong or not, like, that's not something that I've been convicted about currently. So, you know, it is what it is. But okay, so I love your share anything below thing. Okay, so you said dating should be fun, let's stop overthinking it and communicate like adults. And gracious if it doesn't go that way we thought, and be gracious if it doesn't go the way we thought it would. So do you want to like kind of wrap it up with that? Like, any more thoughts based on that?
I forget to say, but basically good things take time and dating should be a fun experience. We shouldn't go in with our hands tightly. We should have our hands open and hold things loosely, because that puts us in a place of contentment and truly trusting in the Lord. Like, hey, you know what, God, at least for me, my walk, I'm at the stage where I'm like, Lord, if it happens, you know, my desire is to be a wife and to have kids. But if it doesn't happen, Lord, I'm also grateful wherever you're going to take me in life. So I hold things loosely. I'm not going to hold things tightly, because I've done that and it didn't get me anywhere. And I'd rather do it God's way. Let's have fun. Let's have good boundaries. And let's actually just honor each other. Because at the end of the day, we have to live with the decisions that we make. So if I'm putting all my eggs in quote unquote one basket and it doesn't happen, then I'm creating setting these expectations and I'm going to disappoint myself. The Lord didn't tell me, hey, put it all there. No, the Lord told me, do you trust me? Submit to my word. And you know, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom and his righteousness and everything else will follow. That doesn't mean he's going to give you a marriage. It doesn't mean he's going to give you a family. When we're seeking the Lord, it's going to be whatever he places in our hands. So I hold things loosely and I'm trusting in the Lord and I have a heart of gratitude and let's communicate like adults. Because that has been quite the experience, not being able to clearly communicate. And some people that I've experienced with haven't been gracious with the rejection. So they take it really seriously. I'm like, hey, dude, it's like over the shoulder. It didn't work out. That's okay. We'll find better. We will find someone that will align with you. And so let's do that. Let's keep it fun. Because then dating doesn't become fun anymore when we're like, oh no, it didn't work out. It's like how we view things. There's good people out there. There's good godly people out there that align with our views. We just haven't met them yet. And we determine our outcome of our dating situation. If we're going in with a positive, open-handed experience, we're going to enjoy our time. But if we're going in there with kind of like that scarcity mindset and not trusting in the Lord, then we're going to have a miserable time and we're going to think there's no good people out there, that there's no good men out there, and that there's no good women out there, which is not the case. We just don't see them yet and we haven't got them yet. So we have to enjoy our time.
That's perfect. That was great. All right, girly. I appreciate this so much. It was great to see your beautiful face and to chat. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the stories and the perspectives that were shared in this episode. Please share it with a friend whose dating life might need some help. Wink, wink. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at An Epiph with Tiff. I really hope to see you there. There are multiple ways that you can support my show. You can pray for me, rate, review, and share any episode that you love. Or you can even financially contribute by going to patreon.com/anepiphanywithtiffany. Until next time, I'm Tiffany, and I hope you just had an epiphany.